Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House was in session this week and is working their way through a package of a number of bills that are getting some of the dead wood out of the state law books and also off the state books in terms of regulations. What's going on here? Why is this a good thing?
Well, we're really focusing on regulatory relief and what we can do as a state government to try to relieve a burden that's being placed on business and industry with overregulation and red tape, bureaucracy. We really need to focus on putting people to work. And regulations and government bureaucracy is a huge burden. This week, we move forward with a package of bills designed to try to cut through some of those regulations. House Bill 762 would require state agencies to designate a regulatory compliance officer to facilitate a better understanding of new and existing regulations and how they affect business in the state. In addition, we also passed House Bill 509, which would boost transparency in the permitting process by requiring agencies to post information online to create an accessible tracking system for applicants to check the status of their applications. I think that's something that's very important. We also move forward with a number of pieces of legislation that's sort of like a spring cleaning to get rid of laws that are on the books that are really outdated and irrelevant. There are laws from the 1800s that are still on the books, and we move forward with a number of these repealer bills this week. So important progress, and we're going to continue moving forward.
Also, there's some really good news on the economic front for state government and in the long run for taxpayers as well. What's going on here?
Well, there's some positive economic news this week as state revenue collections are significantly overestimate for the current fiscal year. That's an indicator that our state's economy is on an upward trend and is healthier than it has been the last few years. Certainly in rural areas, we know that we're still struggling, but as a state, we're doing better, and the revenue collections indicate that. One of the things that myself and others want to point out is that this is not a time to increase government spending. The first thing the governor thinks about when he sees increased revenue coming in is, where can we spend it? I think that we have to be very fiscally responsible. I think that if additional revenues are coming into the state, we need to be putting revenues into the state's rainy day fund. We need to be paying down debt service. And it's an opportunity to turn the state's fiscal situation around. So revenue collections being up are a good indicator, but I think that we have to be fiscally responsible, and that's going to be important in the upcoming budget negotiations.
And as we get into warm weather here, there's a lot more people out enjoying the great out of doors. And it is also a time of year when we have to be aware of certain tick-borne diseases. What do folks need to know?
Well, May has been designated as Lyme Disease Awareness Month in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has led the nation in confirmed cases of Lyme disease for the past three straight years. So it's a very significant problem in Pennsylvania. There are some recommendations for folks to make sure that they check themselves for ticks and to be aware of symptoms of Lyme disease and tick-related ailments. There is much more information available at the Department of Health website at www.health.pa.gov.
Also, you have many veterans in your district, and you make a special effort to provide a little extra assistance for them through your district office. What do they need to know in order to get in on this extra help?
Well, my office regularly hosts a veteran service officer from the American Legion to assist veterans with a wide range of issues that they might be dealing with. The veterans officer will be at my Kane office this coming Monday on May 6th from 1 to 4, and also at my Bradford office on Monday, May 13th from 1 to 4. And you can call one of my district offices to make an appointment.
Also, as it gets warmer and the leaves are starting to green up, that means the sap is flowing and the maple syrup business is gearing up. And I understand they have a big event coming up this weekend. What do folks need to know?
Well, if folks are looking for something to do this weekend, it's the 53rd annual Potter Tioga Maple Festival that will be on tap this Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th at the Courthouse Square in Countersport. It's always a great opportunity to come out and check out what's on the Courthouse Square. You can get more information by contacting the Potter Tioga Maple Producers Association or the Countersport Chamber of Commerce.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.